بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. باب الصدق. قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال تعالى: والصادقين والصادقات. وقال تعالى: فلو صدقوا الله لكان خيرا لهم. وأما الأحاديث فالأول عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الصدق يهدي إلى البر، وإن البر يهدي إلى الجنة، وإن الرجل لا يصدق حتى يكتب عند الله صديقا، وإن الكذب يهدي إلى الفجور، وإن الفجور يهدي إلى النار، وإن الرجل لا يكذب حتى يكتب عند الله كذابا. متفق عليه. We come to the chapter which follows Babu Sabr, the chapter of Sabr, or patience, patient perseverance. One interesting point is the length of the chapter which just finished. I find that approximately 35-36 ahadith Imam Nawawi rahimullah has collected under the chapter of Sabr and patience, which gives us an indication of how important it is to develop that particular quality. After that, we begin this chapter which he has titled Babu Sidq. That is the chapter on truthfulness. Allah Ta'ala, he mentions a few verses of the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the importance of sidq, that is to be sadiq, to be truthful. The first verse in Surah Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O you who believe, adopt taqwa, that is fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be amongst those who are truthful, the sadiqeen. Another verse he mentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, was sadiqeen was sadiqat, that is the truthful men and the truthful women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared forgiveness for them and a great reward. Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَوْ صَدَقُوا اللَّهَ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. If they were truthful to Allah, then this would be better for them. One is for us to understand that in Shariat, this term sidq, or to be sadiq, or to be truthful, normally we have a very restricted understanding of this. Our understanding is that we have to speak the truth. Whilst that is correct, there is a much deeper meaning to what is sadiq. And that is, ulama explained, that one's internal, what we believe inside and what we say on the outside, these two things must be the same. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. That the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Verily you are the Rasul of Allah. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ. Allah knows that you are His Rasul. وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدْ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. But Allah bears witness that verily the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, are speaking lies. Allah says that what they are saying is the truth, and Allah knows it is the truth. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ. Allah knows that you are His Rasul. They are saying that you are His Rasul, and yet Allah says, I bear witness they are speaking lies. What it means is that what they believe inside and what they are saying outside is not the same. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua, Allahumma ja'al sarirati khayram min alaniyati. That, O Allah, make my inside better than my outside. Make my inside better than my outside. Waj'al alaniyati saliha, and make my outside pious, that is pure. So we find that this is a deeper meaning of sidq. That what we portray to the world, and what we invite people towards, and what we speak about, we must try and develop our inside also to be the same. Not that we are saying one thing and doing something else. Because to say one thing and to believe something else, to say one thing and to do something else, this, even you ask a layman what that means, that is hypocrisy, that is nifaq. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ayatul Munafiq Thalath. He said, the sign of a munafiq, a hypocrite, is three things. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ وَإِذَا أُتُمِنَ خَانَ. That is, when he speaks, he lies. When he speaks, he lies. When he makes a promise, he breaks his promise. When he's given amanatdari or trust, he misappropriates the trust. In other words, dishonesty in Islam is equated with hypocrisy. So what is inside must conform to that which is on the outside. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala is the narrator of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that inna sidqa, verily truthfulness, leads one towards righteousness. This term birr in shariat means a righteous person, a person whose life is on shariat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person is honest, this will lead him to righteousness. And verily righteousness leads a person to jannat. And a person will speak the truth all the time until eventually, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be recorded as Siddiq. The greatest Siddiq of this ummat was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Siddiq Akbar. And he was given this title, Siddiq. Allah ta'ala in the Quran speaks of those people who are on the straight path, who are the rightly guided one. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ الصِّدِّيقِينَ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Four categories of people: Anbiya, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, and Salihin. So we find that this title Siddiq, someone who is very, very truthful, someone who's inside and outside conformed, this is a lofty station which Allah Ta'ala blesses certain people with. And what is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying? A person will always speak the truth until in the eyes of Allah he is written as a Siddiq, a very, very truthful person. Wa innal kidh, and speaking lies, this is something that leads to evil. And evil leads one to Jahannam. And a person will speak lies until eventually he is recorded in the books by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a kadhab. In other words, a person who is a habitual liar. Person who is always untrue. A person who has qualities of nifaq and hypocrisy in him. And according to this hadith, Allah protect us, such a person will go to Jahannam. So from this we can see the importance, my respected brothers, that a Muslim is someone who all the time speaks the truth. And we have to keep checking ourselves. Whenever we open our mouth, whenever we are saying things, one is to be truthful to the rest of the world and the other is to be truthful to ourselves. In other words, portray outside what the reality of what is inside. Allah give us tawfiq. 1 minute.